Chapter 36. Bezalel, therefore, will set to work with Aholiab, and with all the experts whom the Lord has endowed with skill and understanding in knowing how to execute all the work for the service of the sanctuary, just as the Lord has commanded. Moses then called Bezalel and Aholiab, and all the other experts whom the Lord had endowed with skill, men whose hearts moved them to come and take part in the work. They received from Moses all the contributions which the Israelites had brought for establishing the service of the sanctuary. Still, morning after morning, the people continued to bring their voluntary offerings to Moses. Thereupon, the experts who were executing the various kinds of work for the sanctuary all left the work they were doing and told Moses, "The people are bringing much more than is needed to carry out the work which the Lord has commanded us to do." Moses therefore ordered a proclamation to be made throughout the camp. "Let neither man nor woman make any more contributions for the sanctuary." So the people stopped bringing their offerings. There was already enough at hand, in fact, more than enough to complete the work to be done. The tent cloth and coverings. The various experts who were executing the work made the dwelling with its 10 sheets woven of fine linen twined, having cherubim embroidered on them with violet, purple, and scarlet yarn. The length of each sheet was 28 cubits, and the width 4 cubits. All the sheets were of the same size. 5 of the sheets were sewed together, edge to edge, and the same for the other 5. Loops of violet yarn were made along the edge of the end sheet in the first set, and the same along the edge of the end sheet in the second set. 50 loops were thus put on one inner sheet, and 50 loops on the inner sheet in the other set, with the loops directly opposite each other. Then 50 clasps of gold were made, with which the sheets were joined, so that the dwelling formed one whole. Sheets of goat hair were also woven as a tent over the dwelling. 11 such sheets were made. The length of each sheet was 30 cubits, and the width 4 cubits. All 11 sheets were of the same size. 5 of these sheets were sewed edge to edge into one set, and the other 6 sheets into another set. 50 loops were made along the edge of the end sheet in one set, and 50 loops along the edge of the corresponding sheet in the other set. 50 bronze clasps were made, with which the tent was joined, so that it formed one whole. A covering for the tent was made of ram skins dyed red, and above that a covering of tehash skins. The boards. Boards of acacia wood were made as walls for the dwelling. The length of each board was 10 cubits, and the width 1.5 cubits. Each board had 2 arms, fastening them in line. In this way, all the boards of the dwelling were made. They were set up as follows: 20 boards on the south side, with 40 silver pedestals under the 20 boards, so that there were 2 pedestals under each board at its 2 arms. 20 boards on the other side of the dwelling, the north side, with their 40 silver pedestals, 2 under each board. 6 boards at the rear of the dwelling to the west, and 2 boards at the corners in the rear of the dwelling. These were double at the bottom, and likewise double at the top to the first ring. That is how both boards in the corners were made. Thus, there were in the rear 8 boards, with their 16 silver pedestals, 2 pedestals under each board. Bars of acacia wood were also made, 5 for the boards on one side of the dwelling, 5 for those on the other side, and 5 for those at the rear to the west. The center bar at the middle of the boards was made to reach across from end to end. The boards were plated with gold, and gold rings were made on them as holders for the bars, which were also plated with gold. The veil. The veil was woven of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined, with cherubim embroidered on it. 4 gold-plated columns of acacia wood with gold hooks were made for it, and 4 silver pedestals were cast for them. The curtain for the entrance of the tent was made of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined, woven in a variegated manner. Its 5 columns with their hooks, as well as their capitals and bands, were plated with gold. Their 5 pedestals were of bronze.